It's beginning to look a lot like murder everywhere I go. Because I'm a serial killer and blood looks lovely on the snow. I'm sorry. There's just something about having company that makes me a little bit ridiculous. Alive, company. You are still alive. Shocking, I know. But. It's gotten a little bit awkward, hasn't it? Just that little bit there. Just a little tiny bit awkward. It's always a little awkward. When you start to wonder why you're still alive, you begin to fret and worry. I mean, it's completely understandable. I am a crazy serial killer. What do I have in store for you? No wonder you're worried. I would be worried. Well, I would be if I was in your position, but I would never be in your position. Because I'm not. So I was about to say something a bit mean. I am very sorry. And this is an honest apology from the bottom of my little black heart. My social skills are jagged and rusty. Like a once sharp honed knife just cast aside. That probably didn't help. What I'm trying to say is I'm not around people much. Well, not live people. So it's understandable that I would be a little off. Also, crazy serial killer. So, you know, you have to factor that in. But as my guest, I want you to know that I'm not going to harm you. Tonight. Or tomorrow night, probably. The night after that? I can't really say. There are lots of variables. And it's not just how dinner goes, as the police, the FBI, reporters. Never discount reporters. They are very, very tricky. So nosy. So nosy. Which is why I always take their nose first. You might not recognize me, but I've been stalking you for quite some time. Now, I say stalking, what I really mean is just following you around, watching you, breaking into your apartment, going through your things, just, you know, friendly getting to know you. I know this is awkward. The first date is always a little nerve-wracking, especially for me. First date. This is our first date. Now I know I'm not your usual type. And you're not my usual type. I don't date. Well, I have dated, but that's always a ruse. Should I be honest about what I do, or would you rather I withhold details until we know each other a bit better? Not that I could know you any better, because I've been sifting through your life for weeks. Been watching you for months. At first I wasn't sure. I think it's better to be honest, don't you? To just be upfront about everything. If we're going to have a relationship, it should be based on honesty. I say that with a certainty that I don't possess. I think I saw it on a TV show. I want things to work between us. I need them to work between us because this is... There's something about you that is just so inconvenient. There's something about you that I hate. That I just loathe with a passion. But it's that something that I just can't stop thinking about. Because I can't stop thinking about you. You're just so... I'm no stranger to obsession. As a serial killer, it comes through the territory. And when I first started watching you, I thought you were just going to be another one of my victims. That sounds bad. And it is a little. But honesty isn't always nice. It's not always comforting. But you should be comforted by this. You should feel so much better about things. Because you're obviously not a victim. Because you're still breathing. My obsession with you is different. I don't quite have words for it. It's... When I watch a victim, I feel empty. Not in a bad way, just in a waiting way. I wait and I watch and I feel the space. I feel the lack of something. And the more I watch, the more I wait, the sharper the edges of the space become. The more defined it becomes, the more my thoughts echo. And then I do it. I kill them. And I feel complete. There's no space. There are no sharp edges. There's just quiet. But with you, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. There's not a space. There's not an emptiness. There's warmth. This strange, gooey warmth. And the more I watch, the deeper it gets. It's like walking through tar. I couldn't shake myself loose. I couldn't pull myself away. The more I watched you, the more I was just overcome. I was drowning. And I wanted more. I wanted more. It was difficult. I've never felt so uncertain before. That was dangerous. You spun me round. You made me dizzy. I should have just killed you. That would have been the most logical choice. But I didn't. I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. Thought about all the different ways that I could kill you. All the ways that I could make the light fade from your eyes. And that's not something I do. I have a method. I have a very precise practice method. But with you, I dreamt about it. And the dreams were vibrant, visceral. I killed you 1,000 times in my dreams. It just made it worse. so I couldn't kill you. But I wanted to. I definitely wanted to. I want to kill you. I just want to kill you because I want... I don't want this. I don't want this, but I want it because it feels... It feels... The emotions, the feelings, the gooiness. I've never had that. I've never had that. And I like it, I think. I mean, I feel scared. I feel uncertain, and I'm never uncertain, and I'm never scared. And it's all you. It's all you. So, a date. A date. But I'm a serial killer. I am a crazy serial killer. I don't know how to date people. I know how to pretend to date people, to lure them into a false sense of security, and then I kill them. But I don't want that with you. I don't want to fake it. Because I don't think I can. I don't think I can fake it with you. Which is why I had to grab you off the street. So messy, so clumsy, so not me, but I kind of like it. I like that this is awkward and messy and imperfect. No one gets to see me like this. No one gets to see me be ridiculous because I am honestly quite ridiculous because I am a crazy serial killer. Now, I know I'm saying that a lot, but I really, really need you to understand that. Because I think the choices we make in life reflect who we are. And I've chosen to kill people. And I'm really, really good at it. But that's not all I am. And I think you could be the one to see that. I hope you'll be the one to see that. Because I feel off kilter. And I don't like it. I don't like it, but I... And I hope this isn't too forward. Not that it could be. I mean, how could this be more forward than snatching you up off the street? I like you. I really, really like you. And I do know you. I've been watching you, walking in your shadow, going through your things, sleeping in your bed. I know you. But there's something about being close to a person. Something that you don't get from just immersing yourself in their life. It's hard to put into words. Love? Maybe? Do I love you? Not yet, because I don't know you completely. You could ask me any question about your life and I would know the answer, but there's something. There's something that I need. Something that... So, a date. A first date. I cooked. I cleaned. Actually clean, not my usual kind of cleaning. After you murder someone, you have to clean, but not like this. I organized, I tidied up. And I cooked. I cooked. I've never cooked before. I thought it would be more difficult, but I am awfully good with knives, and that really, really helps. And I've always loved fire. This is awkward, and I expected it to be awkward. I just didn't expect to feel so comfortable. You obviously don't feel comfortable because you're tied to a chair. And you're chained. I wouldn't pull on the chain too much. There's a certain amount of give, but if you pull too much, well, it will pull you back. And that might make conversation difficult. But not impossible. Not impossible, because I am determined. I am determined. So, first date. Leading to a second date tomorrow night, and then, well, we'll see. We'll see. Because, the first date is awkward by its very nature. The second date shouldn't be. But if it is, if it is. Well, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about you. Or we can talk about me. You can ask me anything. I'll tell you all about what I do. Would you like to see my cleaver? Too soon. That's more of a second date thing, isn't it? How about I get the food and we talk about how I've been watching you. I can tell you all my favourite things in your apartment. How I love your pillow. How I might have borrowed a hoodie. Because that's what girlfriends do. Jumping ahead, I know, but I feel like I'm being pulled down into a tar pit. And the hoodie was like a hug. So, dinner. It's your favourite, because, of course it is. And, just so you know, blood really does look lovely when it's spilt on snow. And it is snowing. I'll just go and get dinner. Don't pull on that chain too hard. It's beginning to look a lot like murder everywhere I go. Cause I'm the serial killer, and now you know. Salt and pepper?